600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. And according to Hot Chocolate, everyone's a winner, baby. Especially true if you listened to the podcast last week. Really good week for pod picks. Starting with the Thursday game, rolled right into the Sunday night football game. The sides were on point. The props were on point. 3-0 day for my NFL underdogs column. Had some personal bets on the go as well, too. The bulk of those hit. Just a great week five overall. But while we celebrate that October harvest, we know that gambler giveth and gambler taketh away. And we have another tough slate of games here lining up for NFL Week 6. With me, as always, on the 600 is producer and resident Eagles fan Dell, all fat and happy with your undefeated record there and your ivory tower heading into a Sunday night football game that could just tear this podcast apart, hosting my Dallas Cowboys this weekend. Are you nervous, Dell?
I'm not nervous because the Eagles just continue to win. They continue to prove they're the best team in the league, in my opinion. And they're just great offensively, defensively. Some weeks the defense doesn't show up. Sometimes the offense doesn't show up, but they're a class team this year.
I'll agree. They are a class team this year. We're going to get more into this. We'll have to line up some sort of wager between you and I here for the Friday pod. But before we get into the week six action, we remind you that if you have been listening to the podcast and if you've been following those picks, do us a solid, give us a review, give us a rating on whatever platform you're using to listen to the Sharp 600. It is much appreciated. And with that out of the way, a new 600 seconds on the clock, please.
Show me the money!
That's right, Jerry. Show me the money. So before we get into some early action and handicapping spots here for week six, I want to go back to the NFL underdogs picks here. We go 3-0 ATS, and that's great, but we wouldn't have gotten there without betting into the best of the number. Bears plus 7.5 was the bet. This line was sitting plus 7 for most of the week before getting kicked up on Sunday as high as plus 10. Sharp guys came out just in right before kickoff. But that game lands on 7. The half point hook gives us the win. Bolts and Browns, we had Cleveland plus 3. That one closes LA minus 1. Chargers win by 2 because of that missed field goal from the Browns. So getting that key number plus 3 saves our bacon again. So whether you've been betting for years or you're new to this dog and pony show we call sports betting, getting the best of the number for your opinion is vital to having any sustainable success, no matter how much you're wagering on games. So two things that can help you do so is have multiple sports books so you can shop around and grab those good numbers while they're out there. And two, do not wait till Sunday to place your bets. And I know we're all busy during a week. We all got our own shit. But when you're betting on Sunday, you're likely betting into the worst of the number. So avoid that. Get them in earlier. With that in mind, one wager that I did make right away, got it in early, just trying to get the best of the number when the odds came, were fresh out of the oven on Sunday night, was Rams minus 9 hosting the Panthers, knowing that this one was going to go up, regardless of what we've seen or what we haven't seen from the LA Rams so far. I've been going against Carolina just about every week here over the past few weeks. And then you got a beat reporter saying, hey, Baker Mayfield's in a boot, a walking boot after the game. We knew that Matt Rhule was on the hot seat. This had nowhere to go but up. And we sit here on Tuesday afternoon, Rams as high as minus 11 at some sportsbooks. Here's the screwy thing with this game. PJ Walker is the QB now for the Rams, or sorry, for the Panthers in place of Mayfield. Steve Wilks is the interim head coach in place of the fired Matt Rhule. Considering how bad those two guys were at their job, I don't know if they're worth 2 points to the spread at this point. So I'm happy I got Rams minus 9 on the other side of the double-digit spread. But if this continues to climb, there may actually be value coming back on Carolina, which has a pretty good defense. Another wager that I got down early was under in Cowboys Eagles. I got under 43.5 on this one. It's down as low as 42 points right now. You got plenty of pop on paper for both teams, but you have two offenses that are rooted in the run, especially Dallas with Cooper Rush still under center for the Cowboys. And then you have two defenses that are putting in work. Dallas playing with dangerous energy right now. Number 4 in EPA allowed per play. Philly right there with them at number 6. And you may say, well, Jay, you know, these lines have moved, so thanks for nothing. To that, I'm going to say, I will remind you that my Bet Now, Bet Later article comes out on Sunday Night Football, comes out around halftime of Sunday Night Football when the lines are coming up. So check that out a lot of the analysis there does fuel my early bets in the week. So check it out. And more on this Dallas-Philly game in my weekly spot bet article. That's also on covers.com. And we highlight that on the podcast each week here. So I'm going to get through these quick. Schedule spot in week six is Dallas playing two straight roadies. In 3 and 4 weeks, it's actually three road games in 21 days. When they come to the link for Sunday Night Football, the line anywhere from Dallas +4.5 to +5.5 could also be a chilly October evening in Philadelphia, which is fine for us thick-skinned East Coasters, but cold for the Cowboys. Letdown spot of the week goes to the Jets, fresh off serving the Dolphins a 40 burger on Sunday. That was New York's biggest offensive output since October 2018. You got two wins in a row, 3 and 4 weeks. The Jets and their fans are flying high, which means a potential for a letdown nosedive as they head to Lambeau to play the pissed off Packers in a very angry Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't want anyone even mouthing the words "loss" to the Jets in that locker room. Green Bay as low as -7 right now. And finally, the look ahead spot sees the San Francisco 49ers licking their wounds while having to stay on the East Coast for a second straight road game. This time the Niners visit Atlanta, the best bet in the NFL, but the look ahead is alive, as are the ghosts of Super Bowl 54. San Fran hosts Kansas City next week in week 7. And that's a big revenge game after they let the Lombardi slip away with the Chiefs comeback in the fourth quarter of that big game. 49ers were as big as -6.5 against the Falcons, now with the injury issues down as low as -5 on Tuesday and staring a big old look ahead spot in the face. As the clock ticks down here on 600 seconds, we're going to go back to our game of true or false that we did a few weeks back. But instead of trends, this time, we're going to look at some of the best and worst betting records in the NFL through 5 weeks and say whether these stats or trends, or sorry, records, hold truth the rest of the season, or if they're false and they're going to flip on their ear as we get going forward. So, Dell, who's first?
Somehow, the Atlanta Falcons are 5-0 against the spread.
So, if you read my NFL preseason previews, I singled out the Falcons as a play-on team. But later on in the season, as spreads grew and the losses stacked up, but Atlanta hasn't kind of gone according to script here. They've definitely put up some fight through five games, despite missing some top skill guys like Patterson and Pitts. Atlanta can still catch a plenty of points. They're catching, like I said, anywhere 5 and 6 to San Francisco. They got Cincinnati coming up. They have the LA Chargers coming up, but they also play some teams that could actually be worse than they are right now. We're talking two games against Carolina, Chicago, Washington, and Pittsburgh all coming up on the schedule. I'm going to go false on this record right now for the sheer fact that the Falcons could actually be a favorite in a lot of those games, or at least a short dog.
The Minnesota Vikings are 1-4 against the spread.
Sure are. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I said the Vikings, this is the toughest team for me to figure out. And week 5 was a perfect picture of that. Looked unstoppable in the first half against Chicago last Sunday. Then they get outscored 12-8. They were going to lose that game if not for the mighty strip from Cam Dantzler that saved that win. Vikings laying -3 at Miami. Then they've got the bye in week 4. Then they play 4 of their next 6 at home, likely getting the nod from odds makers in those games. You have a new coach in Kevin O'Connell, but this is the same old Minnesota bullshit. They should not be trusted to cover, especially as favorites. So true on that 1-4 ATS mark. I don't see myself betting against the Vikings or betting on the Vikings anytime soon.
What was apparently the best offense in the league, the Detroit Lions have hit the over in 4 of their 5 games.
Yeah, they got pantsed on Sunday, and the Lions on a bye after getting shut out in Foxborough on the weekend. This has been the over team based on mainly a defense that's just god awful, but also some surprise production from an offense that's shown explosive plays. And they did, however, play some pretty shite defenses along the way. Washington, Minnesota, Seattle. You had lots of injuries overall here. Perhaps the 2 week breaks allows them to get some bodies back, allows them to patch some holes on that stop unit. I think if the market keeps pumping up the numbers that are coming out as high for the Lions, this one's eventually going to hit a wall and then unders are going to start to show up. So false on the Lions over under record.
And we'll wrap it up with the Cincinnati Bengals have gone under every game this season.
Yeah, this one's true. One, the Bengals defense is good. And I've talked about this on the podcast before. This is a unit that is playing better than the one that got them to the postseason last year in the Super Bowl. DC Lou Amarumo, he is building on that with different looks. Cincy number 7 and EPA allowed per play on offense, underperforming on offense here As teams have figured out how to slow Joe Burrow down. Cat's out of the bag. They can't play against cover two, and that's what you're going to see from teams as they roll out. They lack the home run play, so I think the unders keep cashing for the Bengals. 2 minute drill time in a game only bettors could love on Thursday Night Football. We're talking Commanders at Bears. Blah. Line open Chicago, -1. To a pick 'em, and that's where it kind of stays right now, bouncing around on Tuesday. Total down from 40 points to as low as 37.5. I said in my Bet Now, Bet Later article that if the public perception of this being a stinker of a game continues to sink this total, there could be life with the over. I'm not pulling the trigger on the over just yet. It's going to take a pretty low one. But I do have an over with a player prop for Thursday, and I'm going Darnell Mooney, Bears wide receiver, to top his total of 43.5 receiving yards. Mooney has become a much bigger part of this offense the past 3 weeks, finding his footing in new offensive coordinator Luke Getsy's playbook. After quiet games in week one and week two, Mooney has a total of 16 targets, 8 receptions, and 169 combined yards in the past 3 outings. That includes 2 grabs on 5 targets for 52 yards in Sunday's loss to the Vikes. He did go over his receiving yard total. One of those was a 39-yard shot downfield, one-handed snag a la Odell Beckham. It's been all over the highlight reels, looking pretty good. So Thursday sets up well for Mooney, who played almost 90% of snaps in week 5. Washington's defense has been gashed for huge gains through the air in 2022. They own the highest average depth per target. They are giving up 12.2 yards per completion. That's third highest. And the Commanders have also had their hands full with some top-tier wide receivers, ranked out 22nd in defensive DVOA versus wide receiver ones at Football Outsiders, an average of 92 yards allowed on 9.7 targets per game. The Commanders have also been torched by home run hitting wideouts in the opening 5 games, including 6 passes of 40 or more yards. They've had 7 wide receivers amass 61 yards or more in 5 contests. Mooney's receiving yards prop here, 43.5, a bar he hasn't had much trouble topping in past performances. He's gone over that in the last 2 games. And going back to 2021, Mooney topped that benchmark in 6 of his final 8 games. I like Darnell Mooney over receiving yards, 43.5 Thursday Night Football. That is it for the Sharp 600. Thank you, Dell. We're going to dig into that Cowboys-Eagles game, you son of a bitch, on Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for listening. Thanks in advance for rating and reviewing the podcast. We will talk to you on Friday. Good luck with Bears Commanders. At least we get to bet on it.